ABC Radio Australia.
It's been a tense night for the people on the island of Santo in Vanuatu after a powerful 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck late last night. The quake hit about 30 kilometres from Luganville, deep underground, and while no tsunami warning was issued, the shaking was felt across the country, including in the capital, Port Vila. For the latest, we're joined now by the ABC's Vanuatu reporter, Lily Rose Wellwell, who's in Port Vila. Lily Rose, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Kyle.
So what was it like where you were when the quake hit?
Here in Port Vila, the quake struck around 7:44 in the evening. The shaking was slow but strong enough to interrupt traffic and daily routines. Some vehicles pulled over as drivers felt the ground moving and people had to step out of the vehicles. Others left their homes, or those who were still in their workplaces had to run outside as a precaution. The movement felt like a steady rolling motion, and while there was no widespread damage in the capital, it caused concerns last night.
Yes, I imagine it would have been triggering for a lot of people. What are you hearing from people closer to the epicenter on Santo? Like, how strong was the shaking there?
From Luganville and surrounding areas, reports suggest much stronger shaking. People describe it as a sudden shock, like followed by heavy movement. There were goods were fallen from shelves in shops, and some buildings have developed cracks. Eyewitness accounts say many families, especially students and those with children, were frightened and choose to stay outside overnight, sleeping on mats on open ground for safety, and because they were traumatized.
Yeah, I have seen some of those photos trickle out, places like supermarkets and things like that, with, you know, all the food falling off the shelf. Do we have any confirmed reports of major damage or injuries or anything like that?
At this stage, there was no authorities say there's still no confirmed injuries at this stage. However, there is visible structural damage to some buildings and disruption to essential services. Last night, there was a temporary power outage that affected large parts of Santo, including the neighboring island, and also there was a temporary disruption to water supply.
It is Monday, March 30, and you're listening to Pacific Beat on ABC Radio Australia. I'm Kyle Evans, and I'm chatting to the ABC's Vanuatu reporter, Lily Rose Wellwell, about an earthquake that shook the island of Santo last night. So, Lily Rose, what's the government response been so far? Are emergency teams on standby?
The government response is focused on assessment preparedness. There are disaster management committees in those affected provinces, and they're collecting information and meeting to review damage and coordinate next steps with the national government. The emergency services were on standby, and particularly in Sanma province, where there's a lot of reported damages to structural buildings and goods. The Vanuatu Meteorological and Geohazards Department continues to monitor the situation. They have put out information and have been issued public advisories.
I see. Now, 7.2 magnitude, it's not a small earthquake, and I know you're no stranger to earthquakes living in Vanuatu. How does this one compare to the December 2024 earthquake?
Well, you know, Vanuatu is located in a highly active seismic zone, so earthquakes are relatively common. This earthquake, while strong at magnitude 7.2, appears to have caused less damage than the December 2024 earthquake. And one key reason the officials say was that it is around about 100 kilometers underground, which reduced the level of destruction on the surface. But there were concerns. People were calling into the Vanuatu Meteorological and Geohazards Department to ask questions, especially those on the island of Ambai, where there's an active volcano. So most of the communities on the northern part of the island did not experience the December 2024 earthquake in the same way where a lot of people from Sheffer province have experienced it. And it but but for them it was still unfamiliar and quite distressing. Even though the physical damage appears less, there's not reported injuries or death, it appears less severe, but the experience has been more unsettling for those communities.
Yes, I can imagine. And finally, what's the advice to communities this morning? Are there concerns about aftershocks or anything like that?
There were concerns. The concerns that remain from aftershocks concerns is still a concern. Metro Hazards Department has put out advisories and is saying, advising people to stay alert, especially in those affected areas. While there's no information on whether there will be continuing aftershocks, they did advise people to stay alert. Have been urged to remain cautious, and people are being asked to check for damages in their homes or for unsafe buildings, and follow visual updates as more information becomes available.
Yes, let's hope people do take those precautions. Lily Rose, that's all we've got time for this morning, but thanks so much for coming on the program and giving us that update.
You're welcome, Kyle. Thank you.
That was the ABC's reporter in Vanuatu, Lily Rose Wellwell.